up, everybody? Welcome back to the Nerdament Podcast. My name is Hayden. I'm here, as per usual, with
Victoria
and
Aaron.
And this argument for today has already started. Aaron, explain your part of this, and I will explain how you're being obtuse.
So, the argument is in relation to Rey Skywalker versus Darth Bane.
Yes, which is our first matchup of today, and Victoria will weigh on this such discussion before we start.
Yes. So the argument here is that when me and Hayden were making this, we made an agreement to, if there were two characters who existed in Legends, no matter if one was a Legends character that existed a little bit in canon, then we would be forced to use canon information only. And that was an agreed upon rule. If one character exists all in Legends, then Legends is fair game. We agreed on this because me and Hayden are mostly canon experts, and canon would be basically easier for us instead of going through all of the things that are not canon anymore. And we have followed this with people like Darth Plagueis, Darth Geen, Yaddle, and most of the Sith that ended up Darth Ruin, Darth Vectivus. We followed this rule, and Hayden, so the argument here is Hayden wants to use Darth Bane's Legends because there's little information
on
Darth
Bane. There's practically nothing that is canon on Darth Bane. The only thing that is canon on Darth Bane is that he exists.
And his reputation.
His reputation, but where did that reputation come from, Aaron?
What we know about him in canon.
It came from the Legends information, didn't it?
What we know about him in canon.
Listen, Aaron has represented Darth Bane.
Once.
I have also represented Darth Bane once. Has anybody argued this fact until today?
Because it did not matter.
But it can't just matter today when it's like an important one to you.
This is the fourth round, so this is when we had to draw this line. The first time we did this, basically my argument for this is we followed this with several Sith by using the fact that they don't have canon information. We've done that. We've used the canon stuff, and with the High Republic, they don't have very little. They have very little information on them.
You let me
and
use
that
Legends
got them
when I represented Plo Koon.
I didn't. I corrected you that wasn't the
yeah,
things
are
I knew.
You planning
were not,
on using Legends today?
I plan
for Plo
on.
Koon?
I no.
Then he's gonna get his ass kicked.
I plan on using canon.
He's gonna get his ass kicked,
and we will deal with that when we get there. The point is that we cannot allow a special circumstance for Darth Bane
alone.
Not
a special circumstance. All we know is that he exists.
And that's basically what we have.
That's all we know.
That's what we agreed that we would use.
Then how did he get here?
Because he fought Skeer, who had very little information on him. And he fought Imbo.
Imbo is no slouch, and we know that.
But he has not fought a Sith, a Dark Lord of the Sith, and that's what got him
eliminated. You were the one who brought up the whole blocking the rain with the lightsaber thing. That is Legends.
Which I do correct myself. It was actually
but
Legends.
But he has used
but
it
I was
as
under
part
the...
of his argument in a different fight against me, so I can't use that as part of my argument against him.
I do correct myself that
it
was that
too
was.
Late. You are
I did not.
You've already won that.
I was not aware of the fact that that was Legends, not canon.
Victoria.
Yes. I understand where Aaron is coming from, but.
Dude, you use that stuff as an argument.
You can't be upset with that.
You
can't only break the rules when you're the one at a detriment.
You broke the rules too. You did too with the same character.
And what about the other arguments, Hayden?
What are their arguments?
When I had to yield Darth Plagueis and didn't use his legends.
He lost because he sucks.
Not if the legends him would destroy Pom Krell.
And Pom Krell is out of the tournament now, so it doesn't matter. He got his ass handed to him by Leia.
Okay, but when you used his, like, when you were revoked his legends, was that his first time, like, being argued?
He only made it one round.
Exactly. So that's why, like, I have to allow this because, like, this is his third round. We can't go back and delete all the information that we've already brought to the table on him just because some of it was legends and some of it wasn't. So that's my basis on why. I 100% like understand where you're coming from, but like if it's already we've already given both his canon and legend side. We can't take it back now because that's how he's made it this far.
That is not how he made it this far.
Yes, it is.
He made it this far because between two characters who have very little information on him, he was a Dark Lord of the Sith. And against another person who also had slightly more information on him, he was a Dark Lord of the Sith. Who eradicated the Sith. That is canon, and that's why he won. We can't so far, just we can't just say that, you, oh, we can break the rules this time.
Has there been an opportunity to have a canon Darth Bane entry anywhere?
What do you mean by that
question? I'm saying that the canon part, the parts that have become canon after he was already a character, fit directly into the legends. All of the stuff that is canon about him is also in legends about him.
Except for his appearance.
So, it's not fair. If you're learning history, Aaron, and you learn about Andrew Jackson, who is your favorite president.
He means that sarcastically.
If you're learning about Andrew Jackson and all we learn about is the Battle of New Orleans, is that fair?
Okay, as someone who doesn't
even talk about the
as
whole,
someone
like,
who does study history,
Native Americans.
As someone that does study history, a better example of this would be discussing the foundation of Rome, because the story of Romulus and Remus we don't know existed. We do know that when Rome did exist by finding the foundations, we do know that it does exist, and the mere fact that Rome exists does not mean that Romulus and Remus existed.
No, it doesn't.
That,
but this is not the same because the dubious, in this instance, Bane would have been a real person. That means Romulus would have been a real person.
Okay. And then that wouldn't mean that everything he did.
But we know that he is. We know that Bane was real. Yoda talked to his Force ghost.
So if we know Alexander the Great is real, does that mean every story about him is true?
No, that but the Gordian knot is true. We know that some things are. And based off of what we know about Bane in canon, we know that he was extremely powerful. And all of these things are just expanding on how powerful he was. Even all of the canon information, he did, in canon, eradicate the Sith. You can't do that by being a slouch.
Yes.
All
that's
the legends
that
does
you can
is
use
expand,
that argument.
All the legends does is expand on how he would go about doing that.
And it's not, we don't know if it existed. The mere fact of the matter is, thank you for bringing up history. We do know Alexander the Great existed, and we know he had a great empire. That's what we know about him, but when we have stories that are local legends, we accept the fact that those are dubious at best. Unless we have solid proof that therefore would make it canon and would make it exist in real life. So the dubious information has to be dealt with as dubious information and not as truth.
Okay, Aaron. We've done an entire season of this before. Did you cover everything about Spider-Man in the first round?
Actually, yeah.
You covered a hell of a lot about Spider-Man.
I did find
first round.
I did find out like two more pages full of other things throughout the rest of the season. So technically, no, but I did cover quite a bit.
We are getting close to hammer time. More information is needed on characters such as this.
That's not.
And if that information is there,
and to break the rule. Well, our rule last year was that we can only use Earth 616 and Earth 1 from Marvel and DC. And once we got to this point, we did not suddenly decide to start using the Ultimate Universe. Except with the caveat of this is not the version of the one that is here. But it could imply this.
And we definitely used alternate universe stuff.
I use it as a caveat. I cannot say to you whether you did or not. But I use it with the caveat of this is not the actual version of this character. And if I did, then that was a mistake.
Okay.
And you can feel free to call me out on that.
Let's go ahead and just move into this argument. Because I feel like you guys can just go back and forth on this all day.
If you beat me here, it doesn't even matter.
And if you beat me is by breaking the rules.
I didn't break the rules.
Guys, the rules have already been broken regardless of how either of you guys feel about it.
What we discussed and what we decided.
Aaron, both of us have broken those rules.
Yeah, and we can feel free to call on
them. Whether or not we realized it at the time. And you can
feel free to call them out.
But we didn't. But at this point, it is precedent.
At this point, you do know better.
But then it is precedent with this specific character, in fact.
At this point, you do know better.
In your mind, am I not allowed to even say the whole raindrop thing?
You can say it with the caveat that it is dubious.
Why, man? It's not like we have a record to strike. She's not like a jury. All right? It's not like we can be like, jury, please leave the room. Or anything. It's like, she hears what we say.
And that's why you should put a caveat on it. Because if you say it as it is fact, then you're stating that it is canon.
Okay, give me as much information on him as you can without saying the stuff that is in Legends, and then I will decide if I want to or need to know more. Is that fair?
Not really.
All you need to know about him in canon, he existed. He was an extremely powerful Sith, and he eradicated the Sith.
Okay. Cool. Moving on. I will ask questions if need be.
Are you saying to me or Aaron?
Aaron.
Okay. Which one's top? So you go first?
No, you go
first. Oh.
Wait, no. Yeah, you... No, wait.
You're by one.
But she just said that she doesn't need to hear more from me.
Yeah, that was all that he could give me.
Okay, so I have Rey Skywalker, the main character of the sequel trilogy. She is the granddaughter of Palpatine. Though, genetically speaking, she would technically be his daughter through the cloning process. And she... causing her to be immensely powerful in the Force due to the genetic passing down, like the Skywalker line, the Palpatine line, the Satele Shan's daughter. Which, by the way, is that Satele or Satele? I've seen that on people wondering on
TikTok. That is up to you.
Okay.
I say Satele, but I've never heard it spoken before.
Okay, that's fair. And then her power was increased when she became a dyad in the Force with Kylo Ren. Both of them feeding on each other's power, when meeting a Palpatine and a Skywalker, feeding on their power, making them essentially double the power that they normally would be. Most of her origin story you know just by watching movies. Scrapper, joined the Resistance, trained by Luke and Leia in the Force, and ended up standing up to Palpatine and destroying him. And the main argument here is that due to the rule of two, this is canon and legends, the rule of two state is designed so that with each successive turn, the Sith becomes more powerful. Whenever they kill their master, they absorb the power of their master, causing them, as the line goes down, that they're more powerful. Meaning that Sidious is by definition more powerful than Darth Bane. And Sidious in his own way, Darth Bane formed this to not try to kill his apprentice, but to prove that this could work. For those of y'all that are history majors, a very Diocletian move. Whereas Palpatine pulled a very sly Trajan move to expand his power as much as possible. Killing several apprentices so he could grow in his power over time, while Darth Bane just wanted to prove that this could work, so he didn't follow that same route. But Sidious is, by canon and legends, more powerful than Darth Bane through the how the rule of two works. And that being said, Rey Skywalker inherited genetically Darth Sidious's power.
Okay.
And then she expanded on it by becoming a dyad, which even when she is alone, she still is immensely powerful because of that dyad.
Okay.
It's not like whenever they're close to each other. I think whenever they are closer to each other, it becomes very powerful just by their emotional connection to each other. But on their own, they're still more powerful than that, than they normally would be. And Rey beat him. Was able to draw on enough power to beat and overpower Palpatine.
Did she beat him via her own power, or was she mostly drawing power from Kylo?
She wasn't feeding on Kylo at the time.
Okay.
She was feeding on the cosmic force that was asserting itself as, like, the Jedi.
Okay.
Like, she was reaching out to, like, the force in general to reach into the power of other Jedi.
Okay.
Which is something the Sith kind of do as well, but in a different way, because they don't become ghosts.
Makes sense.
And also, she didn't create the lightning that killed him.
Yeah, but she's still overpowered.
She had a lightsaber, which has been proven to show that lightsabers can rebound.
Yes, but she did use her power, as was seen in the movie. She was being pushed back by his force lightning, and his force lightning has been shown to have a pushing effect as well, and it's been shown with Dooku as well. And she was struggling, and then once she was able to pull enough energy from the Jedi, she was able to walk forward and overpower his telekinetic abilities and basically counter out the electricity with a lightsaber. As for fighting style, Rey is a wild card in the way of martial arts, because Darth Bane has never seen something like this. I honestly don't know if 6 or 7, I don't know if the 7th one was made yet, existed at the time of Darth Bane, so he would know about those and, like, the other elements, like using two lightsabers. But Rey is a wild card, and that helps her in fights, because she did not learn a specific form. She knows the forms very well, but she does not fight with the forms, because she uses her instinct from her staff fighting.
Okay.
On the streets of Jakku. Streets, in quotation marks. So her fighting style is a wild card. That is all in my opening. So.
Okay. Do you have any more information on her?
I have plenty of information on her. What kind of information do you want?
Well, I mean, this is your turn, it's like.
Okay. Moment. Essentially, the argument here is that she's more powerful than him. If we want to talk about, since we did argue quite a bit about canon versus legends, it is kind of dubious, but it's kind of implied, at least in canon. I don't know in legends. In legends, he seems less like this, but it isn't kind of open-ended in canon that he could be less of a on-the-front-lines general and a more of the stand-back and strategist. Palpatine? Huh? No, Bane.
Bane. Oh, okay.
Like, less like Anakin on the front lines and more like a strategist. But that does... I don't have proof to show you that.
Oh, okay. Well, then, let me rephrase. Post the whole, like, her defeating Palpatine and everything like that, do you have any more information on her?
No, they haven't released anything.
Nothing new yet?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just the most powerful version of we have of her is her defeating Palpatine.
Okay. Okay, perfect. Hayden, I will allow you 3 caveats as long as you state that they are caveats, and that you allow the viewers to know that they are just things that we're learning about Bane and not things that will be used in this argument.
All right, so we've all seen Rey use a lightsaber. She is kind of like broad, slow, sweeping movements.
Staff fighting.
Staff fighting. Bane is the exact opposite. He uses quick and short counters. He used a variant of Form 5 called Jim So, which was all attack and emphasized quick and short counterattacks. Alright, so there's one. When he was an apprentice, he defeated three Jedi, three very high-level Jedi Masters, and that included the Battlemaster of the Jedi at the time, who was known as the best duelist in the galaxy. By himself. And then he could also do this thing where he would create a 360-degree death field, which melted people.
Well, damn. Okay. Yeah. That's weird and creepy.
Forgot about that.
Of course, that is Legends.
Yes. In canon, how many years has he been, like, a Sith, or at least, like, duelist or anything of that
he nature. He has been in existence for over 3,000 years.
3,000 years. Okay.
In canon.
Cool. And then... Oh, sorry.
He met Yoda when Yoda was learning to become a Force ghost.
Oh, weird.
And then that's when that is the moment that he became canon, and that is all that we know.
Okay. Okay. So that's when he became canon. That's all we know. Okay. Aaron, was there anything else that you would like to give on Rey?
Rey learned by fire.
Yeah.
She learned through experience of fighting. She has the original Jedi texts, but she used what she learned fighting for herself on Jakku and being an independent person, and by fighting Kylo Ren in the First Order constantly. And at, including at a point of fighting the... How many are eight best... non-lightsaber duelist in the galaxy. The okay. Praetorian Guard.
Okay. Bane could melt people.
In Legends.
And his lightning disintegrated people.
In Legends.
Yes.
Okay.
Palpatine's lightning disintegrated him.
That is also
multiple
true.
Multiple times.
Yes.
So many times.
Yes. Okay. Does anyone have any closing remarks? No.
Bane melted people.
Oh my gosh.
I feel like it's pretty clear to see that if Aaron hadn't brought this argument up today, I could have had a decent chance at winning this fight. I'd like to think that is a very interesting coincidence.
I would like for you...
I brought this up last week, too.
I would like for you to stop being a pouty baby because Bane wins, okay? Can we move on?
Why does Bane win?
The reasoning behind why Bane wins is because... Even though your arguments about Rey being more powerful because of her taking on the power of Palpatine in the Duel of Two, we do not have anything post that happening to really show us what that power would look like, if that power is going to be anything that is going to be helpful for her or anything like that. There's no evidence of like what that looks like for her. In canon, Bane has been around for like, what did you say, 3,000?
Yes.
3,000-ish years. Not to say that Rey is like a slouch or anything, but he has more experience when it comes to dueling and everything than it does to her. So
during those 3,000 years, he did not duel. He was existed as a pseudo ghost.
In canon, he wears armor that is indestructible. And you know this is true because you have seen the canon images of him. That armor that he wears causes him constant pain, which makes him stronger.
Yeah.
And it is indestructible.
It also has gaps.
The armor is indestructible.
It also has gaps.
I do also have a second reasoning as to why he would win over her. Again, seeing as he is no slouch when it comes to fighting, her like highest ranking duel was against Palpatine, which she had a lot of emotion involved when it came to defeating Palpatine. She doesn't have any reason to care about Bane in the way that she cared about Palpatine to push herself to the level of defeating Palpatine.
You think she's not going to be invested in fighting for her life?
A Sith warrior renowned for his skills with lightsaber combat and true use of intimidation. You have to at least admit that that is her weakness. Between the Force and the lightsaber combat is her weakness. She has only ever fought one person with a lightsaber.
And she fought as his equal.
She did not fight Palpatine with a lightsaber.
She fought Kylo Ren, who was an expert in lightsaber combat.
Yes, and I will go over that in a minute. But
so you know that he's not a slouch.
I know that he's no slouch, yes, but he is also one of the most disrespected Star Wars characters of all time.
Yes, for no reason.
And yeah, I'll for go no over reason. That in a second. Mm. But Bane is renowned in canon as one of like the best duelists of his time. And dueling is a weakness of hers.
A very old style of dueling that has...
She is also slow in her movements because she fights in the form of a staff. Using a staff. Mm. Which would... It is slow. You can visibly see it in the movies.
It's wide strokes.
It's very wide strokes. Which means that it's slower than what he is known to have been fighting his form.
But being a duel, being that specific duelist means that he doesn't know how to... that he is thrown off by people not fighting how he thinks they should fight.
In canon, he wears armor, and sometimes he doesn't wear armor. You know this, yes? You have seen these images? Mm. When he wears armor, the armor is indestructible. That is when he is fast, and he uses 4 and 5 gem cell. Mm. Okay? That is when he, like, counterattacks with, like, quick strokes, similar to Dooku. With a quickness. I know Dooku fights in a different... thing. Jimso is a variant that he invented.
Mm.
Okay. When he is not wearing armor, he actually uses Form 3.
Mm.
Which is a defensive fighting style. So that means he is adept in both of them. You know this? Yes.
Mm. And
so his defense is good, and then his offense is good. So, whatever Rey does with her slow, wide strokes, he can easily parry and counterattack with such quickness that it would easily defeat her in a lightsaber combat. And then he stayed alive as a Force ghost for 3,000 years.
But he did not use the lightsaber during that time.
Doesn't matter. Because we're not using him, using old him when he was a human.
Then stop bringing up the 3,000 years.
I'm not bringing up the 3,000 years. All I'm bringing up about the 3,000 years is that he is a dark side user that turned into a Force ghost. You know how hard that is.
It's pseudo Force ghost. We don't know if it was even him.
He is a dark side user.
We don't know if it was an illusion or not.
He was a dark side user. Turned into a Force ghost. You and I both know how difficult that is for dark side users. Why is it difficult for dark side users?
Because their doctrine doesn't really say it.
Exactly. Should. They don't really care what happens after you die. Also, he invented the rule of two in canon so that he would only pass on his knowledge to one person. How did he create the rule of two, Aaron?
By orchestrating the fall of the Sith, which is a very broad thing, and it doesn't say he personally killed all of them. It could just say that he sent people to kill them.
Regardless, there were many Sith, thousands, hundreds of thousands of Sith, and then there were two.
And when there was one, Rey killed him with all of the power of one, and then killed all of the cultists.
But she had help, didn't she? When that time?
She called on the Force, yes. She
called on the remainder of the Jedi in a similar way that Palpatine did with the Sith.
Yeah, that's what...
What was one of those Sith? The reason that he can even do that is
that's
Bane.
That is a fraction of him.
But Bane still had to kill, like, be personally responsible for thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of Sith being murdered. Or stripped of their power.
And that is very vague.
But he still
We don't
did
know
it,
if
though.
He did it one-on-one.
But where did all that power go? And it then, went to him.
Yes, and then it gained over time. So he's less
maybe
than Rey, Palpatine.
Maybe Rey is more powerful in the Force because she is a Force dyad. And she had the full power of the Jedi.
It's not a maybe, she is. She is.
She
that is what okay. it says.
She is not better at lightsaber combat. Is she?
We don't know.
Is she renowned for her lightsaber ability?
From what she did, she's the best one at the canon. Time, yeah.
Is she renowned for her lightsaber ability? If she much, yeah. used a light staff, like a lightsaber staff like the Jedi Temple guards, it will be different. But she uses a one-handed lightsaber and uses it in broad strokes. So she has no defense.
But she spent her entire life fighting like that. So she knows the weaknesses of it. She spent
her entire life and she's not using a lightsaber or the Force. She's only been a Jedi for, what, 5 years?
But she's still been fighting she's extremely for her powerful, entire life.
Yes, I understand. But she's only been a Jedi for 5 years.
And in 5 minutes, she bested Kylo Ren.
Are you talking about the first fight on Death Star Killer Base? I'm also
talking about when he tried to probe her mind.
That was different. Right?
That I understand is innate, that was different, but that I'm saying that. That is innate
Force
that.
Power. You know who else had innate Force power who killed his dad in Legends? In his own sleep, while he was asleep? Bane.
This is my point is not what she did. My point is how quickly she learned to become a Jedi.
And my point is that he is responsible for hundreds of thousands of Sith dying.
Which is broad.
And then all of their power went from hundreds spread across hundreds of thousands of people.
Weak.
Into people. Two. And majorly into one who wears indestructible armor and is renowned for his lightsaber skills. And then it grew. Legends can melt people. That's like the power of the Force that he had.
And is dubious.
But the armor isn't, his lightsaber skills isn't, and the Force power that is within him is not.
But we do know that she is more powerful.
We don't know that, though.
Yes, we do! Every single time I bring this up, y'all just throw it out.
She doesn't, we don't know that for sure. She's the most powerful Jedi, but dark side users are always more powerful.
We haven't seen anything of her yet. We're not saying that she's bad or she's not good or anything like that. There's not enough yet that to know about her to say that, yes, for sure, she's just going to come and defeat this big dark side user. Like, based off of what? Because we told her to get into a fight and do it? Like, she had a lot of reasoning to want to defeat Palpatine. There was a lot of built-up emotion, a lot of built-up tension. She walked into that fight with him, already ready to, like, beat the shit out of him. That's not gonna be the same situation with Darth Bane. She doesn't give a fuck about Darth Bane.
Do you think she's gonna walk into this fight just apathetic?
It's not that she's gonna walk into this fight apathetic. It's the fact that, like, Palpatine, she had more emotion and more triggers to him because of everything about her life, about her parents. Like, there was more about that. Her just wanting to defeat someone isn't as much of a trigger for her to reach down deep and pull out all of her stops. Like, you have to understand that. Like, people just wanting to win a fight doesn't always mean that they pull from, like, the depths of themselves.
And what is Bane's motivation, then?
To take her power.
That is flimsy, and you know it.
How do you... He really does not care. This was his... He started this entire thing. Sorry. He started this entire thing by taking all of those Sith and turning it into two of them.
I don't want
to... So she's bringing an end to his empire. It's actually his empire that he started 3,000 years ago.
That is.
By the way, I would like to credit Noxarian on YouTube.
That was a great time for you to do that.
He had a very nice video. It was very informative. It was like in the form of you were reading from a holocron.
Oh.
It was like super dense. It was like an hour long.
Oh. That sounds really cool.
I think that he does a lot of those with like some of these more lesser known characters. Noxarian on YouTube.
Yes, two X's.
Yes. N-O-X-X-A-R-I-A-N. Should we move on?
Moving on.
You want to go first this time? Or do you want me to go first? Because, like, is it like an easy transition into Kylo?
Who's on top? Who's the top seed? So,
Kylo.
Kylo's up. So I go first.
Okay.
Right? Okay. So I have Plo Koon. A member of the Jedi High Council during the Clone Wars. At first, he was a Jedi Seeker, found Ahsoka, brought her to the Order, and he maintained a very close relationship with her. He was part of a strike team that was designed to get Jedi out of the most dire of circumstances. Basically, whenever a Jedi was in a place where they couldn't get out of.
Wolfpack.
Yeah. It was a rescue team.
Oh, okay.
To bail out Jedi from, like, in, like, impossible situations. They would go in. Wolfpack, led by Plo Koon, was specifically made to go in and rescue them. Go in, get him out, and leave. And he headed this for several years. Basically, we mostly see him doing this with Anakin. Because Anakin does kind of get himself in situations. It's just like, oh no. So he has constant parts in that. The big part of this, and the most relevant to this fight, is Plo Koon, along with Obi-Wan Kenobi and, in a way, Yoda, is among the Jedi that have mastered the elements of emotions in relation to the Jedi Order, of, like, not being cold and distant, while still not being attached, as can be seen with his connection to Ahsoka and Obi-Wan's connection to Anakin. And Ahsoka, even though you can argue Obi-Wan a little bit too far, because he couldn't kill Anakin. Yoda had this similar kind of connection. So you can make the argument that Plo Koon and Yoda mastered this. So he does, he's very empathetic. But he's very reserved. He controls all of his emotions and focuses on logic.
Okay.
Even his voice is very calming. Dogs. But yeah, everything his voice about
is very calming too.
No, yeah. It is not.
She disagrees.
It's not working.
But everything about him is very reserved, logical, and every move he makes is well executed.
Okay.
Which that will come back around towards Kylo Ren. His form is Form 5, like we talked about with Darth Bane. It's Anakin's main form. It's Luke's main form. Darth Vader's main form. Counterattacks. Hayden, go ahead.
Oh, Kylo Ren. The other half of the Force tie that we talked about earlier with Rey. I'm just going to get my YouTube credits out of the way before I start here. Stupendous Wave, Galactic Hub, and the AT-AT chat on YouTube. That's where this information came from, just so you know. Okay, so he may be one of, if not the most powerful Force users ever. He has great lineage, as they like to say. Like in race horses, he has a great lineage. All right, Snoke, quote unquote. Chose Kylo specifically to defeat Luke. Okay. His power lies with both the dark and the light side. That's what makes him so strong. Because he is not a Sith.
He's a different kind of dark side.
He is a dark side user. I believe it was the Stupendous Wave that likened him kind of to Mace Windu. In that, just like the reverse, where he's mostly dark, but does call on the power of the light side in battles and stuff like that. Whereas Mace is mostly light and calls on the power of the dark side sometimes. Okay. He is suspected to be able to use Force Drain, like Nihilus or that other one, that we talked about last week.
And, like, the entire triumvirate. Scion.
Scion.
And, like, Nihilus and technically Treya, which he didn't use it much.
Yeah. He is suspected that he can do that. But I will say that was only in concept art for The Rise of Skywalker. He actually, in that concept art, was stealing the life force from a tree.
Interesting.
Okay.
Wait, was it Groot?
No.
Darn.
I would say different universe, but I'm pretty sure the Watcher in What If did go to Mustafar.
It sure as hell looked like it.
All right. You can even see an obelisk because it looked like Vader's castle.
Exactly. All right. In the comic books, he was able to kill a Zillow Beast single-handedly. And this Zillow Beast was actually a god to the people on that that planet.
No, okay. Just worshipped him as a god.
Yes, they worshipped him as a god. But Vader also came up against the Zillow Beast and was defeated. And it is in the comic books where they draw, like, you know, similarities and stuff. And this was before he had the cracked, smashed helmet.
When he was, like, unhinged.
Yeah, when he was unhinged. He killed a Zillow Beast by jumping into the mouth and then killing him from the inside and then cutting his way out.
Like Iron Man copying Jonah.
Yes.
Or Drax, whenever
he did. Yeah, Drax for no reason. Talking about a lot about Marvel today, aren't we?
We are.
He could probe minds, as it was talked about earlier, and stop blaster bolts in midair. I would like to point out the probing of the minds thing. In Clone Wars, it took Obi-Wan, Anakin, and Mace Windu combined to probe the mind of an unwilling participant.
Cad Bane.
Unwilling participant.
He was very strong-minded.
But he was unwilling. So was Poe Dameron.
Still Cad. Yeah. Well, I mean, Cad Bane's arguably more strong-minded than Poe because he's dealt with Force users.
But before. This three times, the Force user.
They're also unused. They're also not used to it.
He did what three of the most powerful Jedi of that time did.
Darth Maul did it too.
It took all three of those people to do. Okay, and then he laid waste to armies of soldiers and was half of the most powerful Force dyad in history. Now, we'll say his lightsaber combat is a little bit unrefined at the beginning of the trilogy, and as it goes along, he clearly gets better at it. And that's when he's just, like, you know, cutting through people on, like, where was he in the beginning of that?
Mustafar.
Oh,
Rise of Skywalker.
Yeah,
it's Mustafar. It's like one like region of Mustafar that's slightly, and I do mean slightly, more inhabitable. But like all the, it was a failed like colony, basically.
He killed them all, so it doesn't matter anymore. But yeah, he's just cutting through armies and everybody, and it is easy to say that he is not as powerful as people say he is because he lost, and I have done this myself, he had lost to Rey and been dueled without defeating him for a while against, what is his name? Why am I not remembering his name right now?
Palpatine.
John Boyega's character.
Finn.
Oh, okay.
All right. That was after he did get shot. He got shot with...
He's mad, though.
He got shot with Chewie's...
Bowcaster.
Which we saw earlier in the movie, like, catapult a stormtrooper 20 feet.
Right? Further.
Further. And it just hit him, and he just, like, was standing there. And then he fought them. So he was injured. Okay. And he was still young and basically didn't have a teacher. You know.
Yeah.
You need a teacher.
Yeah, he was not qualified to be Rey's teacher.
He didn't pass the certification.
But we're talking about the Kylo that fought Rey, you know, on the ocean planet before she inevitably stabbed him in the stomach after his mother's death. What is that distracted him.
Okay.
What's that planet called?
water planet. Kylo Ren. You also have seen the majority of Kylo Ren stuff, just a few comic things.
Kef Beer.
The planet Kef Beer. Where he had the best scene in a lightsaber duel of all time, where he just walked straight through a wave.
Like a tsunami.
It was a massive wave, and he's just like, mm.
That is a great scene.
Greatness. What a dude.
Yeah.
Boom.
Also,
he is one super disrespected for no reason.
For really dumb reasons.
Yeah.
I feel like it's fair.
So just because it's Adam Driver, people just...
I don't know who doesn't like Adam Driver.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, we do actually know someone who doesn't like Adam Driver. And that's not fair, BXG podcasts. Adam Driver is great. And we've had this discussion with him, so we don't need to have it again. But move on.
No, we don't. Hit up BXG podcast.
Yeah. And tell them that Adam Driver is amazing.
Respectfully, of course. Just to say, I love Adam Driver, and that's the only thing you put in the email.
And comment on all of their posts.
Yeah.
Keep it civil. Let's not be those people.
Only say that you love Adam Driver.
Yeah.
Anyways.
No. So, the biggest weakness of Kylo Ren is his restraint, or their lack of. Pretty much, because if you've used words to refine like different villains throughout Star Wars, you have Dooku refined, Vader angry, or like regretful,
crazy.
Could see that, yeah.
Not even overpowered. He's kind of overpowered, but in like a way that fits.
OP.
Mm-hmm. Sidious conniving.
Dumbass.
Maul.
Dumbass.
Dies.
Overconfident.
Yes.
Rash. Overconfident.
Mm. Rash. Mm. But with, when you have Kylo Ren, two words that best describe him is unbridled rage.
I would say so. He's probably the angriest Sith we've seen on screen.
That's very true.
He is not a Sith. My apologies. Yeah, the angriest dark side user we've seen on screen.
Yes. But his that's like his defining word. And he fights like it too. Yeah. He fights with like broad attacking strokes, like cutting
his shoulders.
Like he's trying to cut down a tree with one
swing. He totally could.
Well, I believe he could. I believe Adam Driver could if you just gave him an axe.
Massive man.
And he just held it by the end.
Why is he so fucking big? It doesn't make any sense. Why is he so big, Aaron?
He's Adam Driver.
Victoria, why is he so big?
He was born with genetics.
No answer.
The Marines,
I guess.
The Marines tend to do that to you.
Well, he wasn't in there for very long because he got like, he broke his like wrist or whatever.
Go on. I don't know what to tell you. But his attacks are very broad. Like he's trying to cut down a tree pretty much.
Like Rey?
That is a great weakness of his, and the difference between him and Rey is, one, his are slightly shorter, and his are, he's putting more effort into each hit.
He's okay. Very strong.
I understand. I'm not saying he's going to get tired.
There's a lot of weight behind those strikes.
I'm not saying he's going to get tired. What I am saying is that lack of restraint is his greatest weakness in a duel. And he's facing the person with possibly the most reserve and restraint and the best equipped to fight against someone with a lack of restraint.
Okay.
Plo Koon has been in stressful situations for 3 years constantly. He's been in situations that the best Jedi in the Order could not get out of. Obi-Wan, Anakin, and Ahsoka all at the same time, and like the best troops of their battalion, of both battalions that they had, who were one of the best troops in the entire army, they couldn't get out of, and he did every single thing without losing with a level head. He is basically the definition of restraint, and he is well equipped to fight against someone without restraint. So that makes him, in their character, both of their personalities, that gives Plo Koon a one-up on Kylo Ren.
Yes, but Kylo Ren has also on his side the exact thing that you've mentioned, the anger, which just makes him stronger, makes him able to get shot with a bowcaster and then, you know, stalk through a forest. You know, it makes him able to launch people. He makes him able to kill a Zillo Beast, which I believe Plo Koon has fought a Zillo Beast before.
He has not.
Okay. They had other Jedi had
fought Anakin, Mace, Yoda, Ayla.
They had also fought a Zillo Beast, and they had just as much issues as anybody else would have. Kylo did something Darth Vader couldn't do, right? Kylo is also stronger in the Force, naturally, than Plo Koon. Kylo is part of one of the most Force adept lineages in the entire universe, if not the most Force adept lineage in the entire universe. And once you get past the Force Awakens, Kylo just gets stronger and stronger as the next two movies go on. Just do all the way up. And I didn't even like mention that, like, he did fight very many people, just like, you know, in the comic books, not on the screen. He fought constantly. He was a general at leading from the front, much like Plo Koon did. But instead he was leading from the front against entire armies, where Plo Koon was more of a special forces kind of guy.
Like pararescue.
Yeah.
Very much pararescue.
Yeah, he's a pararescue guy. Kylo Ren is like a Green Beret kind of guy, right? They do things
like a ranger.
They do different things, but one of them is better at fighting, and the other one is better at tactics. Plo Koon is not as good at fighting as Kylo Ren is. Kylo Ren is bigger and stronger, right? Plo Koon does have lightsaber combat in his back pocket. He probably has more experience one-on-one against another person with a lightsaber. But Kylo Ren is no longer, at the time that we are taking him, any sort of slouch when it comes to lightsaber combat. And he can use the Force with a great... He used Force good.
Adeptive. Great word.
Adeptive? No, that's not.
Just adept. Adept is the adjective.
He used Force good.
Yay.
The big thing, during Plo Koon's time, they were fighting as people who were more powerful than them, like Count Dooku and Sidious. They, mm-hmm. and Maul, they were by definition more powerful than them.
How many times did he fight them, though?
None, but I'm getting there. But the entire purpose of this was to... we are less powerful than them, so you have to outfight them. Not strictly outskill, but you have to outfight them, and you have to outthink them.
But wasn't he outthought by General Grievous? Hold on.
No, he beat General Grievous in like 2 minutes.
No, but like the tactically.
Tactically?
Because General Grievous destroyed his fleet.
No, he destroyed, what's her name? She gets killed by Savage Opress. Adigalia. He destroyed Adigalia's fleet, and then Plo Koon rescued her and beat General Grievous off screen.
No, in like the sixth episode, though.
Oh, he's in space. He got caught by a secret weapon.
Yeah.
That's a bit. That's a different
circumstance. That's a tactical loss.
That's a bit of a different circumstance. That's a tactical loss, I'd say. He had more of a tactical victory by getting away than Grievous did. Anyway. But the point being is that... Plo Koon is extremely well tactical minded, not just in like big grand scale, but in small scale too. And he knows the weakness of someone who is unbridled. And when someone is unbridled and unrestrained like Kylo Ren, he's bound to make a mistake. And he's not thinking fully logically because he's drawing on his anger so much. So that makes him a little bit more sloppy, and it makes him a little bit less refined. And Plo Koon would being the tactician on small scale that he is, understands this, and he knows how to use it to Kylo Ren's detriment so that he can basically end the fight with one stroke.
I mean, you have to remember, towards the end of the series, when we're talking about Kylo Ren, he is no longer the brash, like, short fuse guy with lightsaber and helmet.
He's still a bit short fuse.
He's a little bit short fuse still, but Rey starts that fight. She pulls the lightsaber first. He doesn't even want to fight. Yeah, exactly. So, he didn't want that fight. Alright? She started it. And he said, okay, fine. Well, let's do this. Alright? So, that shows restraint. So, he's not really as brash as he used to be. He has grown up. He's taken the helmet off. He doesn't need the helmet anymore. He doesn't need to be Darth Vader anymore.
Which, I do think that has a nice symbolism, but that's theory.
Well, I mean, like, Vader never took it until, like, when Vader finally took his helmet off.
I think it partially means, dead. Like, you're under somebody's control kind of thing.
Well, didn't Snoke kind of say to take the helmet off, though? Like, he told him to stop wearing the helmet?
That's true. Like, stop wearing the facade.
Yeah, I mean, I think when he's wearing the helmet, he's trying to be Darth Vader. And he's young. And he is edgy.
I did know, in Rise of Skywalker, though, every time he wasn't wearing a helmet, he was acting of his own volition. When he had the helmet on, he was acting on behalf of Palpatine.
But he was older when he didn't have the helmet on. He was older and more experienced. And more calm, I'd say. He was more of like one of those, like, you know, how you look at higher level Sith. Like, Darth Maul is not like this when you see him the first time. When you see Darth Maul the first time, he is brash, and he starts fights. If you want to be seen as in charge and as, like, a more powerful person, you don't start fights. You walk, or you talk softly and carry a big stick. Right? He talks softly now, and he carries a very large stick.
With, like, three.
Yeah, and even, like, thank you for reminding me, Aaron. He... Also, I had brought up earlier in this episode that Rey has very little defense with the extended arm like this, instead of having the brace back towards her body with the pike, right? He does have defense built into his lightsaber.
Towards his hands, though.
Yeah, but that's where they are on swords, too.
I mean, that just helps in the case of, like, it hitting your hand. That's just protecting, like, one area.
Yeah, he also uses those, though. So he has protection on his lightsaber built in. A little bit more defense than Rey does.
Well, yes, but he's not fighting Rey.
He's not, no. You said that he uses broad, wide strokes with a lot of power. And I was saying that he has a little bit more defense with his lightsaber than Rey did with her broad, wide strokes.
My point being, even when he was more restrained, as he was in Rise of Skywalker, he still fought like he was rageful. Whenever it came out and stuff, he still fought with that rage.
There's nothing wrong with bringing it out during battle, though. That's what Mace Windu does. And we know how powerful Mace Windu is.
Yes, it's just... It's a little bit, his fighting style is a bit different from, like, Mace Windu and Vader, who very much control their anger and make it like a knife. His is like a sledgehammer.
Well, there is a theory behind having a wild, unpredictable fighting style. This comes from Darth Bane in Legends, who, when asked why his...
You're doing this again.
He was asked why his fighting style is unrefined. His response was that it's unpredictable for his opponent. And it makes it more difficult for them to counter. But he knows what he's doing.
There is another side of that in, like, martial arts and fighting. Of it can be too... Its unpredictability can be too predictable. You can project too much of what you're doing. And you can very easily get outclassed.
the only time he was defeated in a fight was, like, truly defeated, was because his mom sacrificed her life to bring him back to the light side.
I'd say he lost that first fight against Rey.
In the forest?
Yeah.
I don't know. On I don't Scott? Think so. Okay. Even then, he was still injured.
He was still alive, but he clearly lost the fight.
That's also when he was young and brash, but he's no longer like that. He's no longer young and brash. He is now refined. He's aged like a fine wine.
Adam Driver does.
Yes, he does. But yeah.
This is turning into more of an Adam Driver appreciation.
Yes.
Do you have things say?
No.
No things say?
No.
Do you have winner?
No.
No?
I have chosen to opt out. Fight to the death.
Me and Aaron? That's fine. You want Aaron and I to fight to the death?
Yes. Goodbye.
Okay. This is the end. Why can't you just say it?
Just say it.
All right. Who do you think?
I think Flo has a really good chance.
I think Kylo is still stronger.
I think his strength could be his weakness if Flo exploited it, which I think he could.
Mm. I still don't see it. I still see, like, I don't think... Okay, Flo does have experience, but I think Kylo also has experience now. And he has learned from his mistakes and the way he used to be, where it's too difficult now. Because he's more powerful in the Force than Plo is. And I feel like it comes down to Force, because lightsaber battle, it's pretty close. And it comes down to Force, and Kylo has the edge on the Force.
Yes, but it's still kind of there. It still kind of shows itself every now and then, even when he's refined, which is exploitable. And Plo Koon is trained to fight.
But we never saw
people more powerful than
him. We never saw him fight somebody with a lightsaber. So I think you gotta go off that. We never visually saw him fight anybody with a lightsaber. He wasn't actually killed by clones.
That's kind of...
No, he was killed by clones.
It was in a fighter.
Aaron.
It was in a fighter. We're not doing, like, dog fights here.
We never saw him fight somebody with lightsabers.
Mark that from the record.
We never saw him fight with lightsabers. It has to be Kylo Ren. Kylo Ren, we have seen fight with Force and with lightsabers and against people who are... also using the Force, and against people who are not. Both with lightsaber and with gun. Yeah, it has to be Kylo Ren.
Technically, he's only fought one person several times. But,
yeah,
fine.
Yeah, Kylo Ren.
I think it's like a 50-something to 40-something.
I think it is close.
Mm-hmm. But that would go to Kylo Ren.
It's still Kylo Ren. Okay. Next week.
Next week we have Cognis versus Nomi Sunrider and Ahsoka Tano versus Obi-Wan Kenobi. Next week's going to be rough.
Next week is going to be rough. This episode is over 2 hours long.
Yes.
Holy fuck.
Yeah.
We only did two... today, and it's over 2 hours long. So, thanks for listening. check us out, nerdmentpod.com, and see us in Denton at the Denton Comic Con or Denton Art Expo on August the 27th. Bye.
Yeah, see y'all next week.
Victoria says bye as well.